It's Friday, and we kick things off wondering about Taylor Swift. Hey, I told you, it's Friday. And it is the business news headlines for this, the third day of November. Thanks for being here. In other news, Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty. Will there be jail time? Jeff Bezos is headed south, leaving Washington State. Voters in Ohio go to the polls next week. Will they legalize recreational pot? Some news from the jobs market. Speaking of jobs, one of the largest shipping companies in the world is cutting jobs, citing a rapid change in the business environment. We've got the Wall Street Report for the week and yet another study about where Americans prefer to work. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Also, you can find us on Twitter, now known as X, at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. At a press conference ahead of this week's football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins, Travis Kelce, the Chiefs' tight end, was pressed by reporters on whether or not Taylor Swift would make the trip to Germany for the game. The Chiefs arrived Friday morning in practice at the campus of the German national soccer team in Frankfurt. Kelce was noncommittal and said that he is keeping all of this to himself. When asked if his status was that he was in love with Swift, Kelce responded, quote, "The latest status is I got to see her last week," end quote. So, why does all this matter? Well, get this. The last game the Chiefs played was in Denver, where they lost to the Broncos 24-9. Taylor was not at that game. Kelce has averaged 108 yards receiving in the four games Swift has attended, and less than half of that in the three games she did not. The tight end had a 12-catch performance for 179 yards and a touchdown in a 31-17 win over the Los Angeles Chargers just 2 weeks ago when Swift danced with Brittany Mahomes, wife of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, in an Arrowhead Stadium suite. And yes, it is Friday. And yes, we are big fans of Kansas City. And now you know. It was a great week for the markets as once again, today, Wall Street ended the day in the green, having its best week since October of last year. The numbers from today are coming at you in just a bit. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's spectacular rise and fall in the cryptocurrency industry, a journey that, by the way, included his testimony before Congress, a Super Bowl ad, and dreams of a future run for president. All of that, every bit of it, hit rock bottom on Thursday when a New York jury convicted him of fraud for stealing at least $10 billion from customers and investors. After the month-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during testimony in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. Jail time? In total, penalties add up to 110 years in prison. Bankman-Fried is likely to face far less than the maximum at a sentencing set for March 28. Jeff Bezos is packing up and heading to Miami, Florida. The billionaire who founded Amazon in a Seattle garage 30 years ago says he wants to be closer to his parents and partner, Lauren Sanchez. Bezos stepped down as the CEO of Amazon, still based in Seattle, almost 3 years ago, and said in his social media post that operations for his rocket company, Blue Origin, are increasingly shifting to Cape Canaveral. Miami is about 200 miles south of the Cape. Voters in Ohio will vote next week on the legality of weed. The Associated Press is reporting that supporters of legalization say Ohio can reclaim tax revenue being lost to states such as Michigan, where marijuana is legal, and take power from illegal drug markets through government regulation. But opponents warn of increased workforce and traffic accidents by people under the influence and argue much of the revenue will land in the pocket of the marijuana industry and not taxpayers. Issue 2 on the November 7th ballot would allow adults 21 and over to buy and possess up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis and about 0.5 ounce of extract, and to grow up to 6 plants per individual through a government program. A 10% tax would be imposed on any purchases, with those proceeds going towards administrative costs and addiction treatment in the state and to municipalities that host dispensaries. If it passes, Ohio would become the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana for adult use, a move that supporters say socially and financially makes sense for the state. Economists say, yeah, job growth is slowing, but it's not time to panic. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Friday that the U.S. economy added 150,000 jobs in October. That was less than expected, and a substantial slowdown from the 260,000 monthly average so far this year. Yes, that is a drop. However, economists said that the job market has proven resilient in the face of economic headwinds and remains healthy in historical terms. In other words, it is a slowdown, not a collapse. In another labor-related story, the world's second-largest shipping company, Maersk, is cutting jobs, saying the current business climate has changed rapidly. One of the world's biggest shipping firms said its third-quarter results on Friday that its revenues had almost halved to $12 billion compared with the same period last year. The Danish company has cut around 6,500 jobs this year as it grapples with challenging market conditions, and it plans to axe another 3,500, with most of those layoffs coming in the next 8 weeks. Yet another winning day on Friday, as Wall Street ended the week with a big win. Stocks rose and bond yields fell as investors believe the Federal Reserve is done with rate hikes. The Dow gained 222 points to end the week and the day at 34,061, while the Nasdaq picked up 184 points to close at 13,478, and the S&P 500 added 40 points to finish Friday at 43.58. Wall Street cheered as job growth had moderated. The unemployment rate is at 3.9%, and like we just said, non-farm payrolls increased in October by only 150,000, and that was down from 297,000 in September. All of this has investors confident the central bank will not raise rates again this year. West Texas Intermediate crude also slid by $1.62 to settle at $80.84 a barrel. The 10-year Treasury also plunged down to 4.574% on Thursday. The yield was 4.669%. And finally, there is this, and this is about yet another study that deals with where Americans prefer to work. According to LinkedIn's latest Workforce Confidence Survey, office life certainly isn't everyone's cup of tea. It seems that the majority of Americans, like 58%, would prefer to work hybrid or remote. However, preferences differ from generation to generation. Millennials are most likely to prefer remote by 33% and least likely to want to work on-site. Only 30% said, yeah, I'll go to the office. That trailed by 40% of Gen Xers. By contrast, the youngest professional cohort, Gen Zers, are least likely to want to work fully remote. That's a mere 19%, while 50% of baby boomers would like to work mostly on-site. Us? Well, us, we're happy to be remote all the time. A reminder that we're back on the air this Sunday at noon Central with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable and safe evening. Do be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.